Hello, my name is Anastasia, returning your call for customer support. How can I help?
Who are you with?
My name is Anastasia, returning your call for customer support. I'm a third-party company, which means I represent more than 400 different...
Oh, okay. I'm calling because I noticed two charges on my card, and this was the number it gave me to call to see what was going on.
Okay, and can I have your zip code to better assist you?
54143.
54143.
54143. That is correct.
And your first and last name?
Diana Grant.
And can you verify your address while your account pulls up, ma'am?
W1974 State Highway 64, Marinette, Wisconsin.
Okay, ma'am, I'm just waiting on your account to pull up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was one charge made on the 30th of November and then another charge made on December 5th. And it just says Popular Appliance Ultima, but I have no idea what that is. So I'm just looking for some clarification.
Okay, ma'am, I do see where you have a, you had an entry to win something, and what? You paid, you do an online survey to win something?
I didn't know
a,
there was
a chess set?
$7.95 on the 30th. I have no idea what that was about.
Okay, so I think you went online, you did a survey or something, or sent you an email, and it said, congratulations, your winner paid $5.74 below.
I don't know.
It was like for a cookware set or something.
I don't know, but now on the 5th, I was charged $67.95.
And that's what, and that $7.95 matches up with the $67.37. It's both the same. It's just that you didn't cancel within 48 hours, so you were billed.
I was billed what?
$67.32.
$7.95 on the 30th. Of November. What was the service I was provided?
It was online. You either did an online survey or you got an email and you had a chance to win a cookware set.
Okay, so I paid $7.95 for a chance to win something and didn't win?
Ma'am, it was an entry contest. 1,000 people do it.
Well, then why was I charged $67.32 on the 5th? Are you telling me there was a survey that cost $67?
You didn't cancel within 48 hours, so you were charged for... You were charged for...
I tried to call, and I was on hold for an hour and a half on the 5th. I think I'm just going to have to dispute this as fraudulent and then let my card company handle this because I've never heard of such nonsense. The $67.32 is for what?
I just said the $67.32 matches up with the $7.95 when you went online and tried to win the little cookware set. You didn't cancel within 48 hours, so you paid full price, which is $67.35.
I paid full price for what?
The cookware set that you tried to win.
That I tried to win?
It was an entry. It was a contest.
So you pay seven... Oh, no, I'm going to report this. This is fraudulent bullshit. What country is this out of? The United States?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, this is crap. I'm going to contact the company immediately and let them know. Because I remember getting something about signing up for a cookware set. It didn't say it was going to cost $7.95. And it certainly didn't say 2 weeks later they were going to charge me another $70.
Mm-hmm. But I can see what I could do to help you.
Well, I would appreciate that.
I can give you a 50% refund as a courtesy.
Yeah, that's not enough because I'm not seeing paying almost $70 for absolutely nothing.
Okay, and can you hold please while I try to work something else out for you?
Yeah, it's Christmas and I've ordered so many things online for Christmas because my husband is disabled. We don't get out of the house much, but I'm not going to be taken advantage of.
Okay, now I am able. As a courtesy, I'm going to give you a 100% refund. Also, have you canceled? And is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, you're going to return the $75.37, and there aren't going to be any charges going forward.
Excuse me?
You're going to return the $75.37, and there aren't going to be any charges going forward.
It wasn't a $75 charge.
It was $7.95 on one day and $67.32 on another day, and the total of that is $75.37.
I can't give you a refund for the $7.95 because that was an entry, and that's not through us. But I did give you the higher refund back.
All right. Is there a confirmation number on the refund? Do you have a confirmation number for the refund?
Can you hold, please? C.S. and Charlie, 26307037.
Excuse me. Could you start over again, please, on the confirmation number?
C.S. and Charlie, 26307037.
Susan S. Charlie C. And then what?
C.S. and Charlie, 26307037.
Okay, so I have SC26307037.
Not an S, it's C as in Charlie. 26.
Oh, C as in Charlie. C26307037.